I think it's recording.
Yeah, go.
Sunshine, moonshine, question time. Sunshine, moonshine, question time. Sunshine, moonshine, question time. Sunshine, moonshine, question time. Welcome to Sunshine, Moonshine, Question Time. I'm your host, Kenna, and I'm here with my mom, Kristen.
Hi, everyone.
We're here to answer some mysterious questions that have been on your mind. Today's episode is all about spiders. Don't worry, Mum. We're just talking about them. Our first question today is from Zach from the UK. He asked, what do spiders eat?
Humans?
No way, Mum. Spiders eat insects. Spiders know there is an insect trapped in their web when they feel a tiny glimpse of movement. Then they trap their prey in some more web. They inject venom into the insect to make it still and soft. Then they suck the fluid out.
Phew! So they won't eat me for lunch?
Well, some bigger spiders also go after birds and small mammals. And you're pretty small.
What?
Just kidding. Humans are way too big for spiders to eat. You're safe, Mum.
Let's move on to our next question, please.
Okay, our next question is, do spiders poop?
Good question. What's the answer?
Spiders definitely do poop. They need to be able to remove waste from their bodies after their insect feast.
So we could just be walking along and step in a big pile of spider poop?
Not exactly. Spiders are very small, so their poop is also very small. It's also liquid and it usually dries in small spots near their web.
That's a relief. What's our next question?
We're going to answer two questions at once. The first question is from Macy, who asked, what is a spider's web made from? The second is from Renee, who asked whether all spiders make webs.
Ooh, interesting questions. What are the answers?
Well, spiders make their webs from silk, which comes from an organ called a spinneret in their tummies.
Wow, do all spiders make silk?
They sure do, but not all spiders spin webs. Some, like the funnel web, use their silk to line in their burrows and trap the prey.
So different types of spiders use their silk in different ways?
They sure do.
What's our next question?
Our next question is from Sarah, who would like to know why spiders have hairy legs.
Is it to make them look fancier than the stick insects?
Absolutely not, Mum. Spiders have hairy legs for a few reasons. Firstly, it can help them protect them from predators. Some very hairy spiders throw their hair at predators so they can run away.
No way!
I know! Another reason is to help them move over their webs without getting stuck. Spiders also use their hair on their legs to feel the vibrations in their web when prey is nearby.
Wow, those hairy legs are very useful. Do we have time for one last question?
We sure do. Our last question is from Noni, who wants to know which Australian spider is the most dangerous.
Ooh, is it the redback?
That's what I thought too. But it's actually the funnel web, the male. Sydney funnel web is so dangerous that one bite can be fatal to a human within 15 minutes.
So they can't eat us, but some species can be very dangerous to humans.
Exactly.
So maybe the world would be a better place without spiders.
Well, not really. Not all spiders are dangerous to humans. And spiders are very important to the environment.
How so?
Spiders are excellent pest controllers. They're especially helpful to humans when they eat the pests that attack our food crops.
So we just need to live in peace with the spiders.
Yep. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Don't forget to send your questions to us in the episode notes on Spotify. Be sure to listen next time when we talk about snakes, frogs, and flying insects. See you later on
Sunshine Moonshine Question Time.
Sunshine Moonshine Question Time. Sunshine Moonshine Question Time. Sunshine Moonshine Question Time. Sunshine Moonshine Question Time.